There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Visit Apple Chevy on 159th Street this weekend for huge President's Day rebates, plus auto show bonus cash and Chevy Truck Month pricing on 2015 Silverado pickups. Save thousands and get details at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
You listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. The Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. While Ryan Pace admitted that Jay Cutler has outstanding physical talent, that's not all the Bears are looking for.
Like I said before, there's a lot, you know, we see on tape, obviously, but there's things you want to know more about the person, and that really goes for all our players. So that's really the majority of it.
Both Pace and John Fox were non-committal as to whether Cutler would be the guy for the Bears this season. This morning, they met with Josh McCown, and Pace didn't rule him out as a starter. Elsewhere, Larry Fitzgerald agrees to a 2-year deal to remain with the Cardinals, and Vikings GM Rick Spielman says he expects Adrian Peterson to rejoin the team this season. An optional morning skate for the Blackhawks, who host Detroit tonight. The Hawks will try to extend their point streak to 7 games, while the Wings have lost their last 3. 6:30 puck drop at the UC tonight. Bulls get back to work after the All-Star break and will hold practice at 5 o'clock tonight. They'll play the Pistons Friday in Auburn Hills. Elsewhere, the Knicks are shutting down Carmelo Anthony for the rest of the season. He'll have surgery on his left knee in the near future. Kevin Youkilis is joining the Cubs as a special assistant. Cubs pitchers and catchers officially report tomorrow. White Sox pitchers and catchers on Friday. College hoops action tonight. Northwestern is at Minnesota. The 4th-ranked Duke takes on 15th-ranked North Carolina. Join the Score and Steve McMichael live from 1 to 3 on Friday from the Hyundai Experience at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. See the Sonata, your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today. Your Menards Score weather forecast. We are finally out of single-digit temperatures. We are at 10 degrees. We'll be down to minus 4 overnight. And a wind chill advisory is in effect from 6 o'clock tonight until noon tomorrow, with wind chill values expected to drop to between 20 and 30 degrees below zero. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
I got to see if Jason likes the outro music here. We got to, you know, Monday could be a whole new world of all sorts of things.
Oh, no, this is still like with 14 games left in the season. We don't clean anything out yet.
When do we do that?
Off season's around the corner.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Are you gonna stick around after the NBA playoffs? Or are you gonna then leave to concentrate on basketball, like Natalie just did me?
I'm not gonna commit to anything right now.
Okay.
Be honest with you.
I got a little John Fox and Ryan Pace in you this morning. Boris and Bernstein are up the street.
Uh oh.
Thank you to our guests today, Zach Zaidman and Zach Zaidman. Thank you to our producers today, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Thank you to Brendan McCaffrey for all his hard work, and Brian Burns, the intern, Dave Miska, a hell of a job here as an engineer. And what's that? I said Brian Gersh, didn't I?
I don't know.
What did I say?
He's putting his hands up.
There was something typed up there that was wrong that almost made me say something terrible.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Matt Marshall just throwing people under the bus. Let's get it. I forgot how handsome the auto show was. It's been a while since I've been back.
It's a good look,
isn't it?
Look
at these fellas. Mm-hmm. Look at this young man right here.
Thank you to my guy Barry Rosner for being a pro today.
Yikes.
And Barry will be back with us tomorrow and Friday as well. B&B, hello. Say hello to Jason Goff.
Who?
G-O-F-F.
Who the hell is he?
What's up, boys?
Well, I don't know him.
I think that'll about do it for the old Feelings Show.
Died.
You don't know. You don't
There'll
know.
There'll be a service on Monday.
The last 2.5 years.
Did you not just hear what happened 6 minutes ago?
Yeah,
that
well.
That was Feelings that was at the, a very
was,
high level.
That was the emptying of them.
Yeah,
I
think
that
won't that's last. It for the Feelings Show.
Hey, don't worry about him. Hey, you and I are the team now.
I'm aware.
All right? It's no longer me co-hosting with you for a day and then having to deal with them for like 3 days after that, where it's like, I had no fun on that show, man. I hate those
right,
dudes.
Right, you had to pretend you didn't have a good time.
Yeah, I'm so happy I'm back with y'all making this crap money, looking at everybody in the face like I'm better than you. You know what I mean?
You were.
At least the feeling show has now been put in the hands of Regina Rice. So I'm glad that it's all over.
But it's not buried in Wrigleyville.
You know,
okay?
We don't know, but we'll find some place for it.
You know who's putting on right now?
Who's that?
The man who just talked. Because Terry Bors. All right.
That's a feelings guy.
The big
I know.
The big hard ass that Terry Bors is. I'm going to tell you something.
Don't
man.
Ruin the bit already, dude.
I got you. Hey, let me tell you. But before we get to like making, you know, jokes that are inappropriate and calling each other names that might get us in trouble with HR, because Lord knows I still need that kind of trouble. Terry's emails once a week while I was in Atlanta got me through a very, very tough time, and I appreciate him. And he is the true definition of a friend, along with Bernsey, along with Matt, Chris Tannehill, Herbie, Lawrence Holmes, all the people who kept in touch with me on a pretty frequent basis down there. So, Terry, this is my first chance to get a chance to say thank you. I'm going to come back there, and we got a whole bunch of stuff to do today, but I appreciate you, brother.
You know I love you. You know, I love you. So, I look, and we're sorry we're turning you over to Barry Manilow, but we're going to do the best we can to break into those habits as well.
Those shots just ain't going to happen anymore. All right?
Oh, you're going to have my back instead of theirs?
No, well, I mean, it's my name's on this now, so I got to defend some part of it.
I got only one thing to say to that.
Looks like we made it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I got an even better song for you. A Drake song with a different word at the beginning. Yeah.
When this thing was headed in this direction, it was obvious there was only one move.
Yes.
And the right move, the one move was able to be made. And I know that there were a lot of people who worked very, very hard to make the absolute right thing happen for everybody involved. Yep. And the prodigal son returns, and it's a great day.
It is a great day for the squad.
I appreciate you guys, man. No doubt. I mean, 7 years of my life spent with you guys were some of the best.
That's too many.
And now we start anew.
Did you listen every one of those days? I mean, were you like paying attention?
You know, there were some days where me and Maddie came in there with sunglasses and Advil. You know,
trying to figure out
where we're going to get our next greasy snack from and how much water we could pump in our systems. But it was a good time. We had a good time. No doubt about it.
You gotta leave to come back.
I don't believe that, Spiegel. I really don't believe that. Okay. My black ass had to leave. That's who had to leave.
I had to leave.
I don't want to hear that you gotta leave to come back story, because if I was still on satellite radio, nobody would have been saying, you know, it's good thing Goff left. You know, it worked out, by the way.
See,
here's the thing that happens to
Powers of P, because I was the guy who left and came back. No matter how bad you're doing when you leave, people still think, oh, he's doing interesting things. He's out there in the world.
That's the thing.
He's trying.
I don't even think it was like I was doing bad. It was just so different. Like, I was in Georgia. Like, I went from Chicago, Illinois, and shout out to Georgia, and shout out to Atlanta, because
Pat Natalie's home state.
I will never.
Is he taking over for you down there?
The people, hey, you know, he might go straight from the combine down there. I hear they got openings. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But the people in Atlanta treated me beautifully. The radio experience was different than I had first thought it would be, but all things, I've never been the guy, Speegs and Terry and Dan, to think that you know, oh, all things happen for a reason, because usually people say that who just got out of jail. You know what I mean? Not me.
And right. I was expecting you to become a Muslim, too.
Right. Oh, don't worry. You wait till Monday. Okay. You gonna, me and my Kufi going to be right in your face.
I had one of those in my face.
How much does that cost?
That's what he's calling it these days?
Right. Oh, man, How much does that cost?
I got new slang for you, man. I got new slang. But honestly, I'm
not saying things happen for a reason. I'm saying if somebody gives you a shot to do it full time, you
got
to go.
Well, you know what? I got tired of thinking to myself that I was ready and talking that crap and then not taking that chance, you know?
Yeah.
And I apologize for my voice right now, because I was sick last weekend, so my apologies. But
I thought it was emotion, because it's the feeling show.
No.
Feeling show, dead.
No. See what you did, Bernstein?
No, feeling show. See Regina Rice has the right to it. No. She's taking over. She's in the spa with a drink. It's over.
I'll be in a corner expressing myself.
No, you won't. We're going to walk through this gauntlet together. Me and you. All right? Arm in arm. Butt naked if we have to.
Walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
You damn right. Me and my favorite Jewish buddy, Pat Spiegel.
Wow.
You've been replaced.
I've been supplanted. Wow.
How's that feel?
I'll see you at the bat mitzvah, though.
Yeah, you will be there.
So what's happening, fellas? What's going on in the old sports aroo today?
More things now. Bears stuff and the Josh McCown stuff is interesting, because
if they want to bring it back and do whatever,
that's fine, as long as they know he's bad.
Well, I think they have a TV and tape.
So I trust that they know he's bad.
Yes.
So it may mean he's the starter and he's bad, and it may mean he's the backup and he's bad, as long as they know he's bad.
You know what? I haven't had a chance to listen. Because, like, my 7 shows that I was doing were on throughout the day parts.
Plus, you weren't on it, so why bother?
You're funny. What? When did Dan become the all-trusting Bernstein?
In whom?
Like, Ryan Pace and John Fox.
I'm giving them the opportunity, the full benefit of the doubt.
Yep.
I am going to go in this thing as a wide-eyed idealist. It's not something I'm very good at.
John Fox's record indicates I think we must.
I'm not coming at you with the bolos. No doubt about it. I'm the kufi. Yeah, exactly. And the flavored dashiki.
Wow.
But doesn't that endanger the kufi
if the dashiki's in flames?
No, I know what you're asking. Is that shouldn't I have a healthy skepticism that this is so Bears and it's just the next team of suits on the chopping block? Maybe I should.
But I, in this case, as I did with Trestman and Emery, I gave them the opportunity, and it didn't take long for them to squander that opportunity. It took them 2 years to prove that they were boobs, and it's certainly possible in this case, but there's a track record here,
has to be respected.
It isn't just that. It's also the people who I know and trust and have for a long time have told me things about Ryan Pace where these are generally some pretty hard-ass football people who say that Ryan Pace is for real and that this is a fresh set of eyes that at the very least is going to shine some sunlight on an organization that needs it. And I want to see what happens.
Kept all their options open with everything today. And if all this did was make Jay a little uncomfortable for 2 weeks, hell, I'm for that. You know, the time of bowing to every whim and just giving that guy everything that he thinks he needs is done. Is no matter where what direction they
done.
Go.
Yeah,
I love that is done.
Well, they didn't devalue any of their assets today, which I think from a business perspective.
How many do they have, though?
Well, but they're looking at the trade market. If they think that they could get something for anybody, there's really no benefit to them and to the organization for them to take some kind of position when they don't have to. They didn't lie. They avoided lying. But they sort of made it clear that there's no reason for them to tell you or tell us anything.
Right. Well, the only thing they could have done other than this is say, this is our guy. For instance, Jay Gruden today said, we're going into the season with Robert Griffin as our starting quarterback.
Enjoy that.
But that was a commitment. So it does happen a little bit, but otherwise there's no reason to do that.
I know there isn't a reason to do it, and I'm more than happy at where I'm jumping in here because I have very little allegiance to anyone in this situation. You know, Jay Cutler has always rubbed me the wrong way, but I've always tried to defend him because of what he could be. But at this point, you know, especially after my stint in Atlanta, yeah. At some point you're just Josh Smith. You know, at some point you're not young anymore. You know, at some point your faults are your faults. If he does have a good year and wows everyone, it still means nothing to me. To be honest, if he's still a Chicago Bear after all the non-committal talk that we've heard, you know, today by John Fox and Ryan Pace both, by John Fox yesterday, I believe, and Ryan Pace today.
No, both today.
Both today. I'm sorry.
You don't have to be all caught up until Monday. You're good.
I don't. You know, they told me June. To be honest with you, but honestly though, if they come back. This season means very little to me in terms of
Correct.
Wins and losses.
Correct.
I want to see who's good on this team. Kyle Fuller was being lauded as the next big thing the first month of the season by Bears fans.
And he got exposed.
And was trashed the rest of the year.
Yep.
You know, I'm Ego Sutton and
Will Ferguson.
And Will Ferguson.
Yeah, flipping me.
Yeah, enjoy. Yeah. Will Ferguson, Ego, whatever.
Yeah.
Enjoy that. I want to see who's good, who's not. Move the old guys out.
And they do too.
And the guys who are on the – on the balancing beam of Bears talent evaluation, well, this is it. Every once in a while, guys need professional discomfort and resets, and this is exactly what's happening here.
It's funny. You could be talking about the radio business from what we were discussing earlier.
Yeah, I was at the end there.
I've been that way for 25 years.
Yeah, but that next year, it's really important that people realize they can have a terrible record next year and be closer to winning a Super Bowl.
Right. I think people know that. I think the leash is long for these guys from above, and I think for the most part from below.
Well, that's a different question, though, because I think most people still, when they talk about competitiveness and they say that they feel that every year they try to win the Super Bowl, some of these things, that there are people who, once that season begins, are going to lose sight of the fact that they have a decrepit
yes.
old roster,
you know what?
And they're very far away.
Because it's fans' nature, you know. Everybody wants to rebuild. Even some scouting and some management people. Everyone wants to rebuild when you're not losing. And then you get 8 games in or 41 games in or 81 games into a season,
yeah.
whether it be basketball, football, or baseball. And you're like, you know what sucks? This losing that's taking place here. So let's have a divergent plan. And that's when you see mismanagement. I would hate for anyone to go into this year thinking, well, if this happens and that happens. And next thing you know, you're 6-3. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe the ugly girl isn't as ugly as we thought she was. No. She's ugly.
And you're drunk.
Back to the bar. Exactly. Yeah. And go get your keys and get in an Uber and call the one you love.
Yeah. 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 She is ugly. You're
right.
drunk and you're stupid and
right.
go home. Yes.
Right.
All right, boys. Have a good show. Anything else for Jason? Yes.
Yeah. I just want to know, did he kill Barry Rosner?
Oh, no.
We didn't? Okay.
This is this is why you're still a bad person.
I know. I know. I'm just wondering.
You know what?
Can I be real with you? Barry is, and Matt said it, Barry is more than a professional. Barry's actually one of the dudes who kept up with me while I was in Atlanta as well.
Yeah, he's a good,
I did not kill Barry. I thought he was actually going to sit in on this.
Oh, man.
Barry's my dude, man.
You know what? Something else.
That would be some elevated levels of discomfort that even that man does not deserve to put himself through. I saw the nice hug that you guys had on Barry's way out.
It's
my dude.
Hugs for everybody here at the auto show.
I think something else important needs to be said here, if I may, and it has to do with something really very special about this radio station and the DNA of this radio station. I know you use the term family. I think to some extent it that is absolutely true, and it goes beyond that a little bit, that you talk about getting away and seeing what the actual radio business is like elsewhere. Man. And sometimes when you're here in this culture, you tend to think this is how it is everywhere.
Yep.
And there are some places that are similar that I've worked with. I would say the folks at the Dan Patrick Show who really know how to do it right is the only thing I've experienced is anything close to the way it's done here. But you get away, and I know, Speaks, you had an opportunity to go do some network stuff, and Jason, you had your opportunity in Atlanta. That the fact that Mitch Rosen and even Rod Zimmerman, I know we don't usually throw a lot of bouquets his way.
I do now.
But there is something here that was created sui generously that will never happen anywhere again. And the fact that it is still going on here, still going strong here, and still rejuvenated and reinvigorated by Jason Goff's returning is really special to me. It's really for somebody who's got 20 years of sweat equity in this place. Word. Yeah, it matters to me on a personal level, on a professional level, and for what we've made this business into. I think it's just so wonderful, and that's it for my feelings.
He had to turn the faucet off just now.
When do we get
Danny?
More feelings? Another year,
appreciate
2 years?
Danny.
When do we get more?
We get feelings.
Thursday night at the event for One Step. You know, we'll get.
Oh, I don't pay any attention to him. I barely see him at the event.
Well, and Bernsey, shorthand of some of that for me is that fun is king. And when you're having fun and relaxing and just letting it fly, that comes across. That has proven to be true for me in music, when I'm on a stage, in radio, in absolutely anything, as a producer, as an intern, as a host, anything. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Don't take things too seriously. Everything will be all right.
Yeah, we're gonna have fun. I'm sure there will be a couple of times where I make some people angry, like I said, and that's fine. But I'm not going to do everything great. I'm not going to do everything poorly. But in the end, if we leave...
It's not like I do.
If we leave these 4 hours and we feel like we had a decent experience, or we can entertain one or two people, or the person that turned us on for the first time said, you know what, I'm going to check them out tomorrow. That's all I'm worried about.
There you go. And let me say thank you to everybody who's stuck with me through the varying facets of this shift, including the summer and then all of Patrick Manley, and here we are. So thanks for sticking with us and give us a chance, even if you're skeptical, starting Monday. All right, boys.
You shouldn't be skeptical, by the way.
No, some
people are. This is going to be fun.
I know.
Like, there's no skepticism.
You too, little brother. See?
No skepticism at all.
Give me a little pound right here. See, I'm the only one pounding out. Young. See, all the brothers are here. See? They get a little rowdy and start yelling to the mic. I brought the whole crew.
Welcome
to Black Score, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, actually.
It is a new day.
Yeah, I saw Michael Flager is holding another rally, I think.
Yeah, we don't mess with him. We don't mess with him or Jesse. We the new Black.
See, that's what we did. We had to go outside the restricted boundary areas to find Jason Goff.
See? There it is.
Now the Trustman will be out for us tomorrow as well.
All right, boys.
All right, fellas. All right,
guys. We'll see you later. All right, B&B are next. I'm back with Rosner tomorrow and Friday. Me and Jason start Monday. Have a great day, everybody.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. When the PGA of America decided to put together an 11-man task force to figure out why the U.S. can't win the Ryder Cup anymore, there was good reason to make fun of the concept. What was the task force supposed to do? Recommend that the Americans putt better? Remarkably, it did better than that. It actually came up with an inspired choice for next year's Ryder Cup captain, Davis Love III. Why is Love an inspired choice? Because he made two mistakes as captain in 2012. He didn't tell Mickelson to shut up and play on Saturday afternoon, and he didn't get his players to putt better on Sunday. You can bet Love won't make the first mistake again. The second will be his major challenge. Love is as well-liked and respected as anyone in golf. This is, believe it or not, a brilliant decision. I'm John Feinstein.
Listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only